We take this time in our service to focus our thoughts as we prepare to partake of the Lord's Supper. I just have a few things to help us do that. It's been interesting. I've had a lot of activity going on lately. I went to a Monster Jam yesterday. It's a tradition for us to do that. Been taking Joe since he was four, so it's been a bit. But it's interesting when you go to a hockey game or Monster Jam or a restaurant or any of these kind of things. It's interesting how you almost have to pay for things now. You know, used to years ago when I'd go to Monster Jam, I'd take a lot of enough cash because I knew I was going to, you know, buy the souvenir yearbook and had to pay for parking and do this and do that, maybe buy some food. So I had enough cash for that and still do that for hockey games or baseball games. But, uh-oh, look out, because now if you go to a baseball game or hockey game or even Monster Jam, no, we don't take cash. It's all card. So it's interesting how even through the last handful of years, how you pay for things has changed. Instead of being able to pay with cash, you got to have your credit card or debit card or some kind of card because they're not going to do the cash thing. So it's hard for me to adjust to how we have to pay for things. So just an interesting way, some examples of how we pay for things. All right, so how am I tying this in? So the song we sang, Jesus Paid It All. How did Jesus pay it all? What does that mean? Did he have a credit card? Did he have cash? What are we talking about here? Well, of course, it's a little silly to think of it that way, but it is not silly to think about how Jesus paid for us, what he did for us. And when we gather around this table, you know, it's a serious thing. And it's a somber thing. But it definitely should get you thinking and should get you feeling about what Jesus did for us and the cost that was paid. So we think about how did Jesus pay it all. A lot of times when we hear the word ransom, you know, that was what was paid. The price paid for our deliverance. The ransom that was paid. And again, how did Jesus do that? You know, was it some sum of money? Was it with gold or with silver or with things of this world? 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 through 19. You were ransomed, not with perishable things such as gold or silver, but with the precious blood of Christ, like a lamb without blemish or spot. And pair that up with 1 Corinthians 6:20, for you were bought with a price. And again, that price was the precious blood of Christ, the perfect blood, like a lamb without blemish or spot. Jesus paid it all. He gave all. He gave himself. The perfect sacrifice that paid that ransom for us. That redeemed us. So again, you know, I like to relate things to what we all know about. And again, we understand how we have to pay for things, how we pay for bills, how we pay for lunch if you're going out, or how you paid for the groceries if you're making your own lunch, whatever it is. But because you understand that, I think you can really understand the price that was paid for us. Again, not with perishable things, not with money, gold, silver, stuff. Jesus paid it all. He gave all his blood that was shed for us, his body that was beaten and tortured and was nailed to a cross. Again, I think about all the things that Jesus did leading up to the cross. Again, the torture he went through. I mean, people spit on him. I mean, really? I mean, that's ridiculous. But Jesus paid that for us. He did that for us. He was humiliated for us. to not just the torture and being hung upon the cross, but all the humiliation leading up to it. All the things that he could have stopped with a snap, with a word, with a thought, that he did not. Again, he paid it all for us. So I hope this helps you think about the cost that was paid, the ransom that was paid. And as we partake of the bread that represents that body that was beaten and tortured, made fun of, spit on, and hung upon a cross, remember that. Remember that price. Remember that cost that was paid. We partake of the fruit of the vine that represents that blood that was shed. The precious, perfect blood, like from a lamb, a spotless lamb, that was shed for us, for you, and you, and you, and each and every one of us. The ransom that was paid. So yes, we've seen Jesus paid it all. Absolutely he did. He gave all. He was everything that we needed. And he gave himself for us. And as we gather around this table, let's focus our thoughts on that. Lord.